Welcome back to Byers Field in Parma, a special Thursday night edition of our Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash, Elyria High taking on the Patriots from Valley Forge. And if we are at the half of a Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash, that means it's time for a Student Athlete Award presentation courtesy of Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, as well as a Veteran of the Game presented by Lorain County Veteran Services. And for the second time this year, the head coach of Elyria, Kevin Fell, gets to name a Student Athlete Award winner and a Veteran of the Game from the Pioneer football team. So, Kevin, welcome back to AM 930 WEOL and these presentations at halftime. Let's start off with our Student Athlete Award, again, courtesy of Stewart Appliance. Who have you chosen for Elyria Student Athlete for tonight and why?
I'll tell you, we're real blessed this year, Tim, to have some really good student athletes on our team. But this particular week, we're going to go with Daryl Hammonds. Daryl is an outstanding student. He's a senior defensive end for us. He's around 6'2", 205. And just an outstanding student, has a lot of ambition to do things when he goes to college. But he's also a real fine football player. He's a kid that worked really hard in the weight room, got his weight up, improved dramatically from his junior and senior year, and has been an outstanding player for us all year. And we're real proud of Daryl, and I think it's a suitable honor for him.
Kevin, a lot of times people will think there's this perception that the linemen are just down there slugging it out in the trenches and just knocking each other around down there. But you really do need the intellect to play in the interior with all the different fronts and slants and so forth. It's good to have a bright kid down there.
Yeah, you know, football gets some real misconceptions. You know, you think, hey, if he's big, he's a football player. But, you know, the ideal athlete for football is a kid that's smart. A kid that's smart can play the game of football, and he doesn't really need all the special skills. You know, he might not be as good as some guys, but, you know, a smart kid can go out and play football and be real successful.
Terrific. So congratulations, Daryl Hammonds, the Student Athlete Award winner tonight for Elyria High. Again, the Student Athlete, courtesy of Stewart Appliance. And now, Kevin Fell, let's talk about the Veteran of the Game for Elyria High tonight. Who have you chosen for your veteran for tonight's ball game?
Well, it's hard to believe that Tony Schaefer is a veteran now, but, you know, Tony's been with us for 4 years, and Tony's an offensive guard for us and an outstanding football player. He unselfishly, 2 years ago, switched over from the defensive side of the ball, where there's maybe a little more glory, and stepped in at right guard and has been there ever since. He's done a great job for us for 2 years as a starter. He's usually grades out one of the highest of all of the kids on our team, and is an outstanding student, by the way, also. And Tony's a kid that has worked really, really hard. We're really going to miss him next year for sure.
Obviously, a tremendous amount of leadership ability, leading by example with Tony Schaefer.
Tony's a great kid. You know, Tony's one of our captains. And he's done just a tremendous job these last 2 years as a starter and even before that. And, you know, we're going to really miss our offensive linemen. You know, they've been with us for 3 years, and we're going to get a new batch next year. So Tony's probably one of the leaders of that bunch.
Terrific. So congratulations, Tony Schaefer, the Veteran of the Game tonight for the Elyria High Pioneers. And, again, the Veteran of the Game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. We'll take this time out on our halftime show. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the start of the third quarter. It's Elyria High taking on Valley Forge at Byers Field in Parma. It's our Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash on AM 930 WEOL and also on our website at WEOL.com.